Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks.
Welcome to Panda Talks. Do we, like, where we talk about whatever we freaking feel like. I'm not Panda, I'm Brady.
I'm Amanda.
We're both here.
We're both here. It's been a while.
We're healthy-ish.
Yep.
2 weeks ago, I was sick and didn't have a voice.
2 weeks ago, I was sick, so that makes it like three to four weeks for you. It was a week after you.
Well, it's weird because we both had this weird cough, and I don't think I've ever had a cough where I've like legit lost my voice for 3 days, but that happened.
Well, I've lost mine for freaking 2 weeks, and I guess it's just karma coming to get me because I made fun of you, so.
Yeah. I feel like you thought I was making it up, but.
Well, you usually are, is the thing.
I don't make it up. I'm sick when I say I'm sick.
You're just a hypochondriac.
You just don't believe me.
All right, well.
But yeah, so welcome back. We're back. Feeling fine.
Mm.
Do you get that reference?
Mm.
It's
Always Sunny?
No. I want to say it's The Simpsons when they are making fun of the Shining. Because in the movie The Shining, when his wife goes and reads this typewriter, it says, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy." And in The Simpsons, they did it. So Marge went down and read the typewriter that Homer had been typing on, and it just said, "Feeling fine." And then the lights came on and the whole room was covered with, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy." Or no, it was, "All work and no play makes Homer go crazy."
Makes Homer something something.
Yeah. That's the only reason I remember. Makes Homer go crazy because then
don't
he sends it.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah. Classic. Classic.
Classic. Classic.
But that's not what we're here to talk about.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember that? Was that not your favorite?
No, I remember. I was just going to say I don't know how to feel about The Simpsons anymore after everything.
Oh, yeah. After the recent. And I don't. It's hard because you don't know what to believe and what not to believe. But we'll keep our noses clean of the controversies surrounding, you know, certain people and whatever. But yeah, so today I'm going to be talking about movies / video games. It's going to be a nerdy talk. So if that's not what you're here for, stick around anyways, because it's going to be pretty good. So I had been thinking, because you, for Valentine's Day, had bought me the new Pokemon. I've called it Arceus, but everybody else calls it Arceus. So I'm just going to go with the.
I thought it was called Pokemon Legends.
Yeah, it's Pokemon Legends Arceus. I'm just going to go with the popular vote. So basically, who this person is is irrelevant. Is like the Pokemon, basically the Pokemon that created everything, the God version of Pokemon. But I got this game, and I got you Spyro. We'll get to that in a minute. But you bought me this game, and I started playing it, and it doesn't play like a Pokemon game. Like, yes, it has elements of Pokemon, like I can stop and battle Pokemon if I want to. There's no gyms, you know. There's frenzied Pokemon is what they're called. It's like a Pokemon that glows and has like extra power. But basically, it doesn't play like it. It's got the name Pokemon, and it has Pokemon in it. But a lot of it basically just doesn't feel like it doesn't feel like a Pokemon. And it kind of made me stop and think, like, okay, like, not specifically this game. There's been other games. Like, to me, this game is perfect. Like, you talk to somebody that was like, well, I didn't like the graphics or whatever, but the gameplay to me is perfect. And so I'm not upset. Like, I remember when I watched, and this is going to kind of go into what we're talking about, but when I watched the trailer for Zelda Breath of the Wild and kind of heard about it, I was really, like, let down, because I'm like, this isn't a Zelda game. Like, this is Skyrim. This is Assassin's Creed. These are all these games, but none of these are Zelda, you know? And I was super bummed, because I'm like, they're just going away from what the game's been forever, and they're, I don't know what you'd call it. Like, it's just like they're doing their own thing.
Reimagining it.
Yeah, but, and I didn't know how to feel about it, because I was like, why don't you just make another game? You don't have to call it Legend of Zelda, because it literally, it didn't need to be Zelda. Like, yeah, you threw in Zelda the character, Link, Hyrule, Ganon is in it, the Master Sword, but like, you could have changed out all those people and made it a completely new game, and nobody would have cared, and it still would have been a really good game. But once I played it, that ended up being my favorite Zelda game. Like, it's to this day, it's my favorite Zelda game, followed by Majora's Mask. And then I kind of was like, okay, how do I feel about this? Like, what if they took other game franchises? Like, what if they took Mario, like they had done it to Mario. So this is me using a shitty example, but like, Mario growing up was side scroller, and then all of a sudden you have like Mario 64 that's like 3D, and then Mario Sunshine, and on you know, it keeps going up. But I'm sure when Mario 64 came out, people were like, what? Why would they do that? And part of me is like, I don't know. Like, they could have made another game, but they know that if they throw Mario on there, it's gonna
sell.
Yeah, it's gonna sell. It's automatically like, you already have an audience, because people look at it and go, huh, yeah, there is freaking, I don't know, there is like a market for, you know, a Mario game that is 3D. But as I'm playing this game, and I'm like, because I didn't know what to think about it. Yeah, it looked amazing. Because it's like what everybody wanted from Pokemon. They're like, oh, this is so cool. You're in a world like Pokemon are wandering around, and you go up and fight them. Because originally, if anybody's not familiar with the old Pokemon games, it would just be like, there'd be long grass, and you just walk around in grass, and then it would be in like a random encounter. Like, they're like, okay, well, you have these Pokemon in this area, you're randomly going to run into one of these. And then in Sword and Shield, they're like, okay, well, we're going to have them wandering around in the field, and you can find the one you want to fight, go up to it, fight it. If it's one you don't want, you can just avoid it.
But, yeah, so I want to play it for that reason. It looks like there's no grinding in it, but I could be wrong.
Well, in Sword and Shield, there's not grinding because they replaced it with candies, which they also have in this. So you can grind if you really want to, or you could just do different quests and stuff to get money so you can buy candies and then you don't have to. But it's like, this game is so good. Like, you go up on Sword and Shield, you couldn't do it. On this one, you can. You can just hide in the grass, sneak up on a Pokemon, and throw a Pokeball at it. And then, so it's got that element, kind of like Pokemon Go-ish, where you're just like throwing a Pokeball. You can feed it food, do stuff like that, and catch it. Or you could battle it. So if the Pokemon's too strong for you to just throw a ball out and catch it, you can battle it. Or, like, you know, some Pokemon, it's just a lot easier if you battle them than trying to catch them with a Pokeball. But other than that, like, the game is amazing. And I'm not, like, it just kind of made me think, like, Do I want them to be like, hey, we're going to just take these titles that are pre-existing and revamp them and make them new? Kind of like a, you know, leading into movies, kind of like a reboot. But it's not like really a reboot. Like, this one's kind of like, it's, I don't want to give too much away, but it's not like a prequel. Like, it takes place before the other games, but it's not really a prequel, if that. Yeah, I guess you'll have to play it. But, like, playing it, and I'm like, this is awesome. This game is so fun. I love it. And then on the other end, I bought you Spyro.
Yeah.
Which we had kind of talked about.
I never actually played Spyro. It was one of those things that, like, my aunt, I remember she had it, and she'd play it, and then she'd be like, oh, here, you can play it, but really it'd just be me, like, dicking around. I really think I must have been, like, our oldest daughter's age. So, like, I played it, but I never really played it, if that makes sense. So I've always wanted to, so I have that nostalgia button for it, where I'm just like, oh, I love this game.
Yeah.
And though I never, you know, so, yeah, I've always wanted to, like, actually play it.
Well, and it's, I don't know, it's, I love what they're doing. Like, I think some people get pissed because there's a lot of people that want new titles coming out. They're like, we need a new Spyro, we need a new Crash Bandicoot, we need all these new things. And I look at it and go, yeah, but the fact that they're making it so you can play the old games on the new consoles.
And updating the graphics.
Updating the graphics, updating the gameplay in certain situations. And you're just kind of like, this is, like, amazing. This is why, like, yes, I want new video games too. But at the same time, like, we got Tony Hawk last year. The first two Tony Hawk games remastered. And yeah, they're not perfect. Like, the graphics are a lot better. Like, the game plays a lot smoother. It brought a lot of the new mechanics from the newer games into the originals. But I'm like, I'm happy to play the old games because, like, it's just nostalgia. You know, I'm sure people with Spyro grew up on Spyro and they're like, oh, Spyro's so good. I love Spyro and, you know, whatever. And you're like, okay, yeah, it makes sense. I've bought most of the remastered Zeldas that they've made. What else? I bought Mega Man. They didn't really remaster Mega Man. They just kind of threw those in a collection and put them out. But I'm like, it's still fun because it's like, these are games you played from your childhood and now you get to play them on your new console. Because that's, I think that's the hardest part is when you're like, well, I don't, like, I want to go back and play this game, but I don't want to pull out my, like, for me, it'd be like my Wii or my 360. Like,
we don't want you whipping out your Wii around here.
But it's like, I don't want to, like, dig through and find, like, yes, I have them. And they're buried in my PlayStation 2, the Wii.
I know, because there's so many PS2 games I want to play, but your PS2 isn't, like, reliable, I think would be the nice way to put it. Like, it kind of sometimes works, you know?
Well,
it's an old console. I'm not trying to be mean. It just, but it is what it is.
I think we took a different one, so now we have one that's more reliable.
We can't talk about that. I don't even know if I can whisper. We can't talk about that.
But yeah, it's like, I don't, and I know people are getting pissed about it. I'm like, I get it. But I think, to me personally, who grew up gaming, it's a lot funner for me. You know, if like our daughter, she likes playing these games, but she likes playing the games because they're fun. It doesn't mean the same thing to her, you know? So I'm just kind of like, I don't understand why people are getting butthurt about it, is what I'm trying to say. Like, I look at it and go, this is amazing. Like, take the old games and make them look, because I think that's the hard part, is like, the new slogan for everybody, whenever they put out, like when they put out this Pokemon Legends game, everybody from, like, my generation, my age, was like, this is what we, want, like, would pretend that Pokemon was. You know, when we were kids, we're like, man, wouldn't it be so cool if this was Pokemon? Like, I remember when we watched Detective Pikachu, and this is so stupid, but I like almost teared up because I was like, this is what, like, I thought of, like, when we watched Pokemon the TV show or Pokemon the games or even Pokemon the movie. I'm like, this, like, watching live action people walk around with, yes, they were CGI Pokemon, but I'm like, this is what, like, as a kid, I was like, this is what Pokemon should be. Like, this is what I'm imagining Pokemon is gonna be. And then to see it happen, you know, because I mean, I think everybody was like, honestly, it's never gonna happen. Like, then it's just not gonna happen. And then to see it happen, you're just like, holy crap. And now, like, I'm playing a Pokemon game that is literally what I was hoping Pokemon would get to someday, you know?
So that's really funny because my lead therapist at work, so basically my manager, so we were talking about the new Pokemon Go game, Pokemon My Hell. You can see what I play a lot. We were talking about the new Pokemon game. I told him I bought it for you. And he's the one who said he was really disappointed with the graphics. He was expecting Breath of the Wild and did not get Breath of the Wild. But he also said exactly what you just said, which is this is what everyone in the Pokemon generation was wanting as far as like a Pokemon game goes. Like ever since he's like, this is what we've always wanted in a Pokemon game was
Yeah.
this, you know, this immersive experience of walking around, like you explained it better. But basically
Yeah.
that was it. So what you said.
And, you know, just to put a little extra out there, this is, I'm sure, what everybody else is kind of saying. If they remade the old games, so like let's look at Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. You know, they basically took the first couple games, like they took you back to the Kanto region. All of the Pokemon in the game are from the first two games, Red and Blue, and you just, you know, it's like the old game, but new. And it kind of sucked because they made it like Pokemon Go. So it wasn't like you could battle, but you'd mainly just battle gyms. But you wouldn't like, you'd battle gyms and you'd battle other trainers, but you wouldn't battle Pokemon to catch them. It was just, as soon as you went to catch a Pokemon, it took you to a Pokemon Go catch screen. Like, the Pokemon's on the screen moving around and you just throw Pokeballs and food at it until you catch it. So they kind of did it right on that game. Like, what they did good on that game is they let you can literally ride any Pokemon around, and I think that was cool. That was another thing that I wanted. Like, that's the one thing that this game doesn't have that I liked on the other game. Like, this game you can have certain Pokemon you can ride around on. Like, right now I have like a bear that you can ride around on and a deer you can ride
Is it
around
an
on.
Ursa ring?
No, it's a Ursaluna.
What?
That's like a, I don't know if it evolves from Ursa Ring or if it's like a different, but it's like from the Ursa Ring family. But it's a new Pokemon. All these Pokemon that they've added for me to ride are new. So they have, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like, it evolves from Stantler, the deer. And then I'm riding a fish that evolves from, like, oh, I can't remember the name of it. It's like Basculin or something like that. And they added this Pokemon that's basically the evolved form of that. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I don't know if you can get these Pokemon normal or if it's just like there's one of these in the game. Like, they're all legendaries or whatever. But you can't battle with them. So, I don't know. But on Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, like, let's say your favorite Pokemon, for example, my favorite Pokemon is Blastoise. So if I went surfing, I could surf on Blastoise. Like, I could surf on Blastoise, I could surf on Gyarados, I could surf, like, any Pokemon that can surf, use the move Surf, you can surf on them. And instead of giving you a bike in the game, you can ride around on a Rapidash. Like, that's pretty cool. And this game, like, it still gives you stuff to ride, but it would have been, that was, if it did this one thing, it would have made the game, you know, better in my opinion. But I'm not complaining. This game is seriously good. But yeah, I don't know. I stop and I look and I go, you know, like, just sitting around and looking where gaming has gone for me, I'm super excited. But I still want all of the, I want them to continue to put out new games like this, but I'm still happy every time that they put out a remaster, you know, like when the next time they, like, it depends though, because I guess they put out, what game did they put out? They put out a game recently, Grand Theft Auto. So they put out Grand Theft Auto and they basically didn't do anything to it. Like, they tweaked it a tiny bit, but they just re-released it on the newer consoles and everybody's pissed off because, like, you didn't even do anything to it. Like, the graphics are a teeny bit better. Like you can't even tell. But everybody's getting butt hurt because they're just like, they're just charging us money for the same crap we already got. And so I'm not, you know, I'm not saying every game is going to be a peach. Like, as long as they put in the effort. But then I was playing, not too long ago, I was playing Halo. And the new Halo is not like any of the old Halo games. Like, it's, the old Halo game was like, hey, you're going to play, we're going to drop you in a level, you're going to go start to finish, kill everything in between. This game's like, hey, it's an open world, drop you in, and it's awesome, you know? So I don't, I don't hate that game. I love it. I think it's really fun. Like, I love Halo, or loved Halo. I haven't played a Halo in a long time until this one, because it really piqued my interest. But, you know, I know a lot of people that are like, I would love this on a certain video game. And I mean, just wait, they might do it. You never know. Like, I would like them to bring back certain video games that they did stuff with, and it, I keep hearing rumors, 'cause, like, I've talked about it with a couple people. Like, I used to play this game called Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks, and I always hear rumors that they're bringing it back. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, every year they're like, hey, they're gonna bring this game back, just so you know. And then it never gets announced. But I mean, someday they might, you know, like, bring it back, fix it up, whatever. Super fun. But then again, at the same time, like, maybe if they just made a new one, like, I wouldn't even be upset if they made not Shaolin Monks, but like a game like it, but with the Mortal Kombat characters, and they're like, oh, hey, we're gonna take this style game and we're just gonna, you know, put it out for whoever to play it, or whoever wants to play it. I'd be first in line. But that being said, like, the limit of it is kind of like my thought process goes, is like, there's a game coming out that me and you watched the trailer for, and I was super pumped. It's called Ghostwire. I think that's what it's called. I'm 99% sure. I'll look it up on the break. It's called Ghostwire, and it's like the storyline, or the gameplay trailer, at least, they're in Japan, like, walking around on the streets of Tokyo, and there's like these ghosts and like these demonic monster looking whatever's coming after this guy, and he's got like power shooting out of his hands, and I'm like, this game looks freaking awesome. And then I read an article that was saying that this game was originally made to be a final game in a trilogy. Not a final, but it was made to be a third game in a video game series. So I look at it and I go, okay, would it have been as cool if it was a third game in the series? Probably not, because they would have had to be like, okay, well, it's going to be the third game in this series. This series is centered around this character in whatever. And if the fact that they're like using like Japanese style lore to me is really interesting, because I'm like, how much, you know, you played a million horror games that all take place in America. Like, yeah, there's a bunch that take place in Japan. Like the, what are they called? The picture ones. The one where you have the camera.
Oh, a Fatal Frame.
Fatal Frame. Like, Fatal Frame's like 100% Japanese. Silent Hill is made in Japan, but I feel like, to me, it looks like America. But, I mean, they could have made it to look like Japan. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm like, this game looks legit straight like the streets of Tokyo. Like, the dude is fighting monsters on what looks like, I can't remember the name of it, that super famous intersection that's like, you know, for they use in all the movies, like in Tokyo Drift, they have them drifting through crowds there. But at the same time, I look at it and I go, okay, like, yes, that would have been fine as a third game, but it's awesome that it's its own game now. And I don't want to sit here and be like, well, you know, Breath of the Wild would have been completely different if it would have been a third game, and I'm like, or it would have been its own game instead of a Zelda game. I'm like, yeah, it would have, and it probably would have not made as much money, but like throwing the Zelda name on there and putting it on there probably helped it a ton. But that game, even if it would have just been like another like RPG, would have still done very well, but it would not have done what it did, I'm guessing. So I don't know if maybe that's the reason for it. Maybe that's the reason they're going to throw the names on there instead of being like, okay, well, we're just going to release this game. So I'm not going to complain. I try not to complain. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, just keep putting out games. I don't care if it's a third or a first, whatever. You can make it how you want. Like, it's, as long as they keep putting out what people want, I guess. Because there's certain games where, like, I'm a snob when it comes to it, because I've said this a million times. I would 100% rather have a game that plays smoothly and good, and it, like, everything just flows, rather than, like, a game that looks beautiful.
Hey, going back to that article, did you read it? Did it come from E10?
What's E10?
E10 these nuts.
Welcome back. We are still here, still talking. As promised, I looked it up. The game is called Ghostwire Tokyo, and it comes out March 25th.
Looks fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably watch people play it before I go out. But, like, that's what sucks. It's, like, not so much the, I get terrible buyer's remorse. So, like, yeah, I don't have a ton of money to blow on a video game. But at the same time, I don't want to, like, spend a bunch of money and then be like, well, that sucked, you know? So I'm kind of I'll usually sit back and watch it on YouTube first.
Especially where it's like a horror game.
Yeah.
We're not going to have time to play it. Like Spyro, mm-hmm. I can play with my kids. And they love it. But anything like horror related,
well,
it's hard.
And to be on like a, I don't know. I guess this is going to be me getting on my soapbox. I don't know if it still happens, but I know, like, people were pissed. There was a lot of companies, mainly Nintendo, excuse me, that were, like, they would get really pissed off with people playing their games on YouTube. And I'm like, why would you get mad? Like, yes, I understand people are earning money off of your game, but at the same time, it's free publicity. Like, they're showing
We
people.
bought so many games because of YouTube.
Seriously, like, we've gone out and, like, thought, like, we've seen games and been like, oh, this game looks stupid. But then we watch people playing on YouTube and be like, holy crap, I need to buy that. But there are companies out there that are like, no, you're not allowed to put it on YouTube. But that's stupid of them. It's free publicity and they're taking that away. I'm not going to get into that too much right now because I was kind of planning on leading into this next discussion with my other discussion, which is reboots as far as like movies go. And 'cause I was talking to Tyler at work about the new Halloween movies. And granted, I haven't seen them, so I can't say whether they're good or not. But it's just kind of interesting because so the new reboots are from Blumhouse. I think it's Blumhouse.
I think it's Blumhouse as well.
So they bought it. They basically, and their reboot is not a true reboot. Like, a true reboot gets rid of the entire, like, it's a perfect example, the new Batman coming out. So there's the new Batman with Robert Pattinson that comes out March 4th, I think. And it's a reboot because it's like you're basically it's reimagining the whole Batman story. It's a restart, clean slate.
Which I won't get into because I'll piss you off.
But it's like with Halloween, they took it and they're like, okay, so the first movie is still canon, but everything after never happened. This is the new number two. And you're just like, okay, that doesn't make much sense, but I'm not making the movie. And then, because I was going to kind of get into it, like, yes, it sucks. Like, right now, specifically, Batman and Spider-Man are both, they're both on their,
1,000th
well,
reboot.
on their third reboot in this century. I'm not meaning like in the last 100 years. I mean in the 21st century. So since the year 2000, because I want to say the original Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire came out in like 2002 or 3. I want to say 2 because I know that they had to take out some imagery of the Twin Towers. So I know it was after 2001. So I'm gonna say 2002 for that, and then the Batman Begins came out like 2005, 2007. It was sometime like around where I was in high school slash finishing high school. But they're each on their third reboot. You know, like Tom Holland is the third person to put on the Spider-Man suit in, you know, that series. And what's his name? Robert Pattinson is the third person to play Batman in, like, granted, the second Batman wasn't really a reboot. It was just kind of like, but I mean, I guess it was because they were like, we're going to disregard everything from Christian Bale's Batman. This is a completely new Batman story. I'm like, all right, sounds good. Perfect. But then you're like, okay, so do we need this? But then you haven't seen it, so I'm not going to go too into it. But in Spider-Man, they talk about the multiverse. And DC, I guess not to get too into spoilers, but we've been watching Peacemaker. And in episode of one of Peacemaker, it has a scene that kind of goes into a interdimensional type situation. And it's nothing like crazy. Like, it's literally nobody mentions it. It just kind of happens in the episode. And you're like, this is kind of weird. But then when you stop and you look at it, like, this is an interdimensional plane that they're in right now. Like, this doesn't exist on Earth or whatever in their reality. And so then you could just go, oh, well, it's just a different, you know, literally that's what Spider-Man did. They're like, it's a different multiverse Spider-Man. Because then you brought in, spoilers, you brought in Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, both show up.
I don't think it's a spoiler. I saw that before the movie was even
out. Yeah, well, it was a rumor, and then nobody had confirmed it. And they're like, they kept denying it up until, you know, the movie release date. And then you're like, yeah, they're actually in it, both of them. My thought was that they were going to show up at the end and be in, like, some kind of a sequel. But that's beside the point. But you're like, okay, I understand that. Okay, these reboots make sense now if they do that. If you have, because right now they're making a Flash movie that's basically going to do the same thing that Spider-Man's doing. You know, they already have Michael Keaton is going to be Batman. And Ben Affleck is also going to be Batman in that movie. Basically, to me, they're going to be from different places. And I'm like, okay. Then if you connect everything, then you're like, okay, the reboot isn't such a big deal now because you're not completely erasing, you're just saying it's a different timeline, whatever. But then at the same time, like, now they're doing a reboot of the Fresh Prince. Not the Fresh Prince. They're just calling it, what did they call it? Bel-Air?
Yeah, just Bel-Air.
Which is basically the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't know how to feel about that. But, so I'm at this point where you can't, movies cannot do what video games are doing. And I'm not trying to be like an asshole. I'm just, this is my thought process. As I go, okay, video games, I'm more than happy when a video game gets remade, remastered, re-whatever, you know? Like, if you, like, last year they made a Mario game that was like Mario 64, Mario Sunshine, and Mario Galaxy. And I was like, yes, perfect. This is amazing. But you can't do that with a movie. Like, you can remaster it, but it's the same movie. You can put it out on a Blu-ray, but it's the same movie with slightly better graphics. The only way to make it different is to, like, reboot it. And then you're like, well, why did you have to do a reboot? We've already told this story. Why didn't you just move on? And so I was like, does that make you, like, a hypocrite, you know? Because you're like, well, you can't. They do it all the time. There's all these reboots, and they never really hit. Like, people go to them for the nostalgia, but their nostalgia is going to get let down usually. You know, like, they remade Footloose a couple years ago, and Footloose is big around here because Footloose was shot near here. And so a lot of people in this area are like, yeah, Footloose. Footloose is the greatest. And they remade Footloose. And I never saw it. I never saw the original either, so I don't
want. What?
I don't want to be like an ass, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't think it did very well. I don't think people were as pumped about it as they would have.
Well, liked. At least not around here, because everyone, and their damn dog.
Yeah.
Knew someone in it. So we're gonna watch that. It's a classic. You have to watch it. It will make Hot Rod and the Punch Dancing in the Woods 10 times funnier for you, because you'll understand the reference. You'll see Kevin Bacon pouring his heart and soul out at the Lehigh Roller Mills.
I've seen that part. I've seen.
You've seen him pouring his heart out at the Lehigh Roller Mills?
Yes, I saw that part. I saw the part at the end when they, like, are at the school dance, and then they open a pool, and everybody falls in the pool.
No, I think you're thinking of It's a Wonderful Life.
What are they doing? Oh, I'm thinking of Grease 2. What? I don't know.
Grease 2?
Not Grease 2. What the F? What movie is it? Oh, yeah, Grease, when they're doing the dirty dancing and the people are getting pissed off.
What are you talking?
They're on, like, a TV show dancing, and all the people keep dancing dirty, and then they're like, all the producers are getting angry. And
I don't
like,
think
get
that's.
off the floor.
I don't think that's Grease, but I also hate Grease, so.
I don't know. I'm not. I don't like movies that are primarily music. I just don't give a shit. But I don't know. That's beside the point. Basically, I'm saying you can't do with movies what you can with video games. And it kind of sucks because I know people are like, well, I want to feel this nostalgia, and the movie hasn't aged well. You know, like you go back and watch the 1969 Batman, and when Adam West is running around with a bomb, it looks like a cartoon bomb. You know, nowadays you have a bomb and it's like a brick of plastic explosives. It's not like a big circle with a fuse coming out of it. And so that movie hasn't aged well, but it's still funny. Like, it's still a funny movie. Like, I still have a good time with it. But, yeah, you can't. Where's the line at? Is basically what I'm saying. Like, is there certain movies you cannot remake and certain movies you can? I'm sure there is, and I'm sure there isn't. Like, I'm sure it all depends on who you ask. You know? Because you look at other people and you're like, I've heard people going like, you cannot remake Ghostbusters because Ghostbusters is perfect. You can't remake Ghostbusters. And then they remade it with the women. And I don't think it did bad because it was women. I think it did bad because...
I think it's really funny that when everyone talks about how it did bad, they have to lead with, it didn't do bad because of the women.
It didn't do bad because of the women. Like, most of the women are funny. I'm not going to BS you and be like, all those women are hilarious. No, some of the women suck. But some of the women are freaking funny. Like, we went over to your mom's for a second tonight. Me and our youngest waiting for you guys to get done. And Tammy was on. And I'm like, you know what? I think Melissa McCarthy is pretty freaking funny. You know, like not all the time. Not every time she's in a movie. But some movies, she's freaking hilarious. So I don't know. But yeah, Ghostbusters. Reboot didn't do good. I don't think they could do... I think people... like, how do I word this? I think they could do it well for certain movies, but I don't think they will do well because people will be butthurt. Like Jaws. You could make Jaws now and have amazing CGI, like everything will look super amazing. You could do everything that Steven Spielberg wanted to do with the first movie. Like, yes, the movie's better because you don't see the shark until like halfway through the movie. But at the same time, you're like, yeah, when you finally see the shark, he doesn't look real. He looks mechanical. But then we watched the Meg, you know, and that's all CGI. But the sharks in that look freaking real, you know? Like, if you showed that to somebody from, like, the 90s, they'd be like, holy shit, how'd they find a shark that big? Or, you know, something to that effect. And I'm like, okay, so they totally could make a Jaws movie that you would look at and go, oh, man, this movie's perfect. This movie's so amazing. But then again, it's like Jaws, Goonies, Back to the Future. I'm trying to think of any others. But there's certain movies that people... I feel like they could make them... They could make them better than they had in the original. But they would not go over well just because of people going, this one didn't need to be redone. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
I know what you mean. Sorry, I nodded and then realized that that's not verbal.
It's a hard... Like, it's a slippery slope because they've done that with video games and then they flop. So, I don't know if you remember this. I don't know how long ago it was. I want to say I was working at Sears, but I don't know how to put this, like, about 10 years ago. They they completely remade GoldenEye. So, GoldenEye is one of those games on the Nintendo 64 that everybody looks back with and they go, oh, that game was so great, blah, blah, blah. But then if you play it now, you're like, that game is trash. I've tried it. It's so hard to play. But looking back in nostalgia with your nostalgia glasses on, you're like, oh, that game. Ooh, that game made my childhood. And you're like, oh, perfect. So however many years ago, they decided, let's remake this. So they took, like, I don't know if they went off the game or went off the movie specifically. I never played it. I just saw clips of it, and I could tell what it was. So they took it, and they completely, like, from the ground up, remade this game. And then they took out Pierce Brosnan and put Daniel Craig in because I don't know if he still is. He was 007 at the time. I think he just had a 007 movie come out. But I'm pretty sure that was his last. But yeah, so they remade it and it flopped. Like, I don't know if the game itself was just super bad. Or if people were just like, I'm not going to go see this because, you know, the idea. Like, it's the principle of the thing. I'm not going to go see this because they're remaking my childhood. You know? And they're not doing it the way that I want them to do it. So, I don't know. It's kind of, I guess it kind of goes both ways. Because you look at it as far as, like, movies go. And you're like, yeah, you can't remake these movies because of the way they are. Or they just won't age well. Or the content, you know. But, I don't know. Like, if some movies I feel like would be fine with a reboot. Some not so much. And I don't know how I feel about them doing Halloween and, like, okay, from now on, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever of Halloween don't count. This just immediately is going to disregard everything. But then when they did, like, the reboot of Friday the 13th in 2007, they basically went, hey, we're going to combine it because this is a nerdy fact, but I'm going to throw it in there. In the original Friday the 13th series, Jason Voorhees doesn't get the hockey mask until the third movie. The first movie, spoilers, but it's been out for 30 years. The first movie, his mother is killing everybody because she blames the camp counselors for her son drowning because she doesn't know he's alive. So she goes in to the current camp, finds all the counselors, and just starts murdering them because it's their fault that her son drowned. Then in number two, Jason Voorhees is actually alive, and he's murdering people, but he has a sack over his face with one eye hole cut out. And then in number three, he finds the hockey mask. So then in the reboot, they're like, okay, we're going to start the movie with his mom getting murdered, or I don't even know if they show it. You find the head. You find the mom's head halfway through, but I can't remember if they show her dying. But then, like, maybe an hour into the movie, he has the sack on first, and then, like, an hour into the movie, he finds a hockey mask, puts the hockey mask on, and they, like, streamlined it. So no matter what, in the first movie, he's got the hockey mask. So you're like, okay, that was clever. Good for you for doing that because that's how people know him. And then they're like, okay, we're also going to have him run. And I'm like, okay. Like, good for you. Kind of depends. Like, you never finished it, but, like, excuse me, Dawn of the Dead, the Zack Snyder Dawn of the Dead, the zombies run. And in the original, I haven't seen it, but I'm pretty sure the zombies don't run because, you know, it was George A. Romero and he put out Night of the Living Dead. And if you've seen Night of the Living Dead, the zombies just, they just stumble around. And I'm like, okay, like, yes, it does add terror. Does it take away from the original one? I don't know. Like, I don't want to be that guy that's like, you ruined George A. Romero's vision because you made zombies run, you know?
I think it's worth looking back And just kind of appreciating what it was for the time, because I always bring it up. But I watched House on Haunted Hill, the original one, when I was in the hospital with my daughter, when I had like gave birth to her, you know. And was it as scary as the new one? Absolutely not. It wasn't scary at all, but I really enjoyed it. Like, it was really just, it's just, you know, looking back at it with that frame of mind of like, what year did that come out? Like,
It had to be like the 60s or seventies.
yeah, like I bet it scared the shit out of my grandparents, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they probably thought it was the devil. And it's funny to think that because you watch it and it's like a friggin' little skeleton on like a prop skeleton. You can literally see the strings moving it. But it was just, I don't know, it was something special, and it really was like almost like they don't make movies like this anymore. And like they, you know, it in the both different ways. Like, obviously, our CGI is better. I haven't seen the new one, but. You know, I bet it's terrifying. I bet it's great, but also like don't know, it just there's something just special about it, I guess is what I'm trying to. So I don't know. I see your argument and I raise you that I don't think it's necessarily your whole argument with like reboots. Or I guess I don't know if reboots are the right word. Like what they're doing with Spyro and Crash Bandicoot, you know, what we've just fixing it, updating, that's the word. I think it's nice, you know, and update the movies, that's fine. But an entire freaking reboot is kind of where I get pissy, just for the fact that like depends on the reboot. Like Batman. How many freaking rebooted Batman do we need? Make another superhero movie. Let's, like, if you couldn't do it right the first time, why are we trying to redo it? You know, but if it's just like, if it's updating, we're just updating the Batman movie because, you know, Adam West is carrying around a huge freaking bomb and it's hilarious, but, you know, in 2022, you know, we want something more serious. So go ahead and like, I'm fine with updates, I guess. And reboots, it's not that I'm opposed to reboots. It's just, I guess, know your limits. Because I think it's getting a wee bit ridiculous with all the reboots lately. So that's what I have to say on the argument. I know no one wants to hear my shitty voice, so I'll shut up now.
And I think it's kind of like, I don't know, they have like, wow, I was just thinking of it, but I lost it.
Sorry.
No, it's oh, King Kong. They've like been remaking King Kong and the Godzilla movies, and I'm like, okay, like that's, I know people that are still like extremely partial to the originals. You know, like you have, oh, well, this is clearly a man in a costume, and you go like, yeah, I mean it is. But that's the way that it was, and it's classic and it's nostalgic, and people are like, this is the one, this is mine, this is the one I love. And I'm like, okay, totally, like totally 100% understand that. It's like if they decided to remake the Adam West 1969 Batman movie. And even if they did it like the exact same, just updated it, it still wouldn't even feel the same, you know? Because you're just like, the movie just had a certain feel to it, and that's what I'm expecting. So I don't know. I guess to kind of wrap this up, I am 100% on board with remaking video games, rebooting old video games, and even taking old video games or taking the concept of video game and completely flipping it around 180 and being like, oh, yeah, this is totally not what I was expecting. This is not what I thought I was going to get out of a Pokemon game, or this is not what I was going to get out of a Zelda game, and it'll be good. But with movies, it's not. I think for my final thought on movies is I would say I would like to see a lot more of people taking a concept and turning it. So instead of like, okay, well, I'm going to remake, what would be a good one? I don't know. If somebody was to take like, if you took a movie and you took the concept of the movie but changed it so it had no association with the movie, but people could know and look at it and go, oh, well, I can tell that you were going off of Footloose from this, but this movie is completely, you know, it's taking the idea of Footloose but turning it in a new direction. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, that I would be on board for more than like, okay, we're just going to remake Footloose. Instead be like, oh, well, we're going to go to a town where people hate math. That's, you know, a stupid idea, but it's the idea, you know, like we're going to go to a town where somebody hates something, and then eventually through the movie, they're going to learn to like it. And you're like, okay, I see where you're coming from with this thought process. But instead of just being like, this is Footloose too, but you know, now we're singing instead of dancing, you know?
Yeah.
So like, just take the idea, revamp it, like take the idea of a vigilante, but it doesn't necessarily have to be Batman or Spider-Man.
Why not make it Zatanna? Because I just want a freaking Zatanna movie.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at it. Well, my biggest argument that I had a while back, and I don't like, I was getting pissed off because they were remaking movie roles for people of different, like they would take the character and they would give it to somebody of a different race. And I'm like, that's totally fine. Like, I understand what you're doing. But at the same time, like you could make Peter Parker a different race, but you have other Spider-Men that are different races.
Miles Morales. I was so pumped when they brought him out because he's a biracial angel, which is probably my favorite line of any movie, by the way. But, you know, why do we gotta focus on Peter Parker? For the most part, he's kind of a whiny bitch, let's be honest.
Well, he has a shitty life.
He does have a shitty life, but he's a whiny bitch. So, I, you know, as racist as it makes me sound, I agree. It's not that I'm anti, like, a black Peter Parker, but it's more like, why don't we just spotlight some, like, heroes of color rather than making a white person?
Yeah, because right now I think people are trying to talk, like, we need to have an African-American Batman, but I'm like, we have one, so you do not need, like, it would kind of be cheapening the character to make him Bruce Wayne. Like, let's give him Bruce Wayne's backstory. It's like, no. Like, right now, Lucius Fox's son is Batman.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, like, I almost think that's, like, way more cooler to just have, like, Lucius Fox. Like, it doesn't have to be Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be Peter Parker. We can have, I don't know, Lucius Fox's son. We can have Miles Morales, you know, like, and like, Green Lantern isn't there. Green Lantern. I mean, in DC Superhero Girls, they go Jessica Cruz.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, there's Hal.
And we don't. Then, yeah, we don't even need Hal. We can have Jessica Cruz. You know, like. Well,
Hal's the white one, then John's the black one, and I'm sure there's more. There's not just those two, but I'm like, yeah, you could totally do freaking whatever. You could totally do that. But so I was just like getting annoyed when people were like, hey, well, we're gonna redo this. Like, no, if you're gonna make a new Spider-Man movie or a new Batman movie, take a new character. Like, we've seen Peter Parker enough, we've seen Bruce Wayne enough. Like, you could do the storyline where, like, you know.
And I think that's why I'm kind of, like, that's what I'm saying. How many times do we have to watch Uncle Ben die? Or learn that, like, oh, Bruce Wayne's parents were shot and killed, and that's why he fights crime. Like, can't we move on? We all know the story. Let's do Miles Morales. He's super cool. I love his costume. My favorite spider person, I guess, would be Gwen Stacy. Let's do a Gwen Stacy movie. I know she's getting a little bit more focused now, but, you know.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, but, like, so I see what you're saying, and I agree with you, and I know there's people out there that are going to get mad at that statement, but it really has nothing to do with, like,
yeah.
I just think I'm sick of Peter Parker, and I'm sick of Bruce Wayne, so let's get some different Batman, you know, and then...
Well, and I mean, and different races have different problems. Like, it'd be dumb to give, you know, certain people, like, different problems. Like, each character, I think, needs to fit what's going to feel most unique to that. Like, because let's say if I was, you know, Hispanic, and I'm like, man, I'd really want my superhero. If I was Hispanic and my superhero, I want his problems to align with my life. Like, that would mean a lot more to me as a person than, you know, me going through and like, oh, like if you're a minority and your superhero is getting discriminated against and that's how you feel in your life, then that would probably mean more to you than like, oh, well, this guy, you know, he's the cool kid in school. Like, if you're a nerd and you're like, because I feel like that's how a lot of people felt with Spider-Man, is they're like, Spider-Man's got to be a nerd. And then if all of a sudden Spider-Man wasn't a nerd and he was cool, Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield was too cool for Spider-Man. People were pissed.
You're kind of like, oh, I don't relate. I would like very much to relate with this character. And if you can relate with that character, then I feel like it means more to you. You know, like, even in stupid, like, not stupid, but like in different situations, like, when we were watching The Greatest Showman, and it was like different aspects of the movie were lining up with points of our life, and we're just like, this movie means more to me right now than it probably means to a lot of people, because when we were watching it, I had just been laid off, and, you know, third scene into the movie, he gets laid off and he's got two little girls, and we're just like, holy shit, like, this is spooky, you know, like, because we were pregnant with our second girl, and so it was just kind of like, just a weird thought, but I, at that moment, it meant a lot more to us. So I'm like, if you can get something that relates to people, or people can identify with it, then it's going to mean a lot more, even though that was just kind of a complete tangent from the whole point of the story, but yeah.
Yeah. So
bottom line, make new movies, but use new characters.
Yeah, reboots.
But if you're making video games,
sucks. Then remakes or new.
Yeah, if you're making video games,
or I guess
keep
update,
characters.
Update or new. Yeah. All right, well, thanks for hosting this week's episode.
You're welcome. Sorry, I got a little rambly, but oh well.
That's fine. I just don't. I gave my input, but I don't think I'm as passionate about the subject as you.
And it's better than nothing,
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Well, this has been really great. I'll let you sign us out so people don't have to hear my horrible voice.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. I don't know if we have anything new coming up. Surprisingly, we'll just keep trying to stay as healthy as we can and put out some new podcasts.
Yeah.
So thanks everybody for listening.
I've been Amanda.
I've been Brady.
We can't wait to talk to you next time.
And we love you.